They arrived in Topanga on a cool October morning. Donna rode in the passenger seat and her mom, Addie, drove, the redwoods passing slower and slower until the creaky old U-Haul finally came to a stop. Donna clutched her Polaroid and stared eagerly out the window. There was her new house, a turquoise bungalow of all things, tucked away in a neighborhood that seemed sparse but friendly enough. Donna stuffed her hair into a ponytail and got out of the truck. Feeling stiff at the end of the long trip, she stretched her calves while she eyed the house. It was almost impossible to wrap her brain around the fact that this place was hers. It was a gift she never expected, but had come just when she needed it most. At 25, Donna had been busy wondering what the point of her life was. Then the promise for a better future came, written in the deed to her elusive grandmother Rudy's West Coast home. Addie squeezed Donna tight and let out a squeal. Compared to most Chicago houses, the place seemed enormous. It was built of turquoise-painted hardwood with tiny patches of moss peeking through the slats. A hand-laid stone path led the way from the street to the front porch, hedges of tall grass bordering the walkway. Two old flower boxes hung from the front windows. From them, a lazy and dry-looking assortment of petunias and ivy swung lightly in the wind. In the front yard, there was a patchwork of 3x3 raised garden beds. The plots were overgrown. No one had tended to them in a while. Donna couldn't wait to get her hands in the dirt. Gardening was a hobby she always wanted to try, but had never had a crack at. In each of the beds, there was greenery that signaled hope. A proud and confident tomato plant stood alone in one. It looked stubborn, ruthless. Donna loved it and took a photo of it with her Polaroid. The front door of the house was painted a nice dusty blue. The doorknob was a glistening shade of turquoise. It looked crystal, almost. The porch was true hardwood, so dark it was almost black. Rudy had left a set of furniture on the front porch. One tiny table and one tiny chair and a little turquoise ashtray. The setup was perfect for a single woman. On the ground lay an abandoned pair of Rudy's slippers. Donna's stomach turned when she saw them collecting moisture and dirt. She thought of a postcard Rudy sent her for Christmas one year, a photograph overlooking Topanga's twinkle-lit homes. Donna must have thrown it away at some point, unaware of its future significance. Postcards, slippers, these were the things of being human, things that people eventually leave behind when they die. Addie lit a cigarette and plopped down in the chair. Letting her rest, Donna grabbed the slippers and went to investigate the back garden. As she got farther along the side of the house, the sun began to beat down harder. Sweat tingled on her scalp. The back gate was closed, but Donna looked in through panels of the fence. The backyard was almost barren, which she found a bit bizarre. She was curious, with the limited knowledge of gardening she did have, why the garden boxes were in front and not out back, where the light was much stronger. She made it to the alley and tossed the slippers carelessly into the can. She wanted to make a moment of it, but felt it was too sentimental. The house was her new start or whatever, and she didn't want to kill the mood with some kind of funeral. She tended to lean into dark feelings. In California, she was determined to home in on the positive. But as she went back to join her mom, one more thing struck her as unusual. It was the casual aesthetic of the bungalow's side door. It looked strange, as though it didn't belong to the house. It was a cheap knockoff wood, unfinished, and purchased from somewhere like IKEA. The color was light and tacky,